Down with Terry and David.
Welcome
we
back.
Have limited time. Sydney's in watching a movie, Miles is napping, and pray for us.
We panicked. We were like, shit, we didn't record this week's episode. Now it's like,
it's Saturday.
Get it all set up Saturday.
And I'm currently packing up because we're going away on a cruise.
On Monday. How did that happen?
Tomorrow.
How did that happen, Terry? Why do you do this to us? I've only just got off a flight yesterday.
Oh,
you
God
only got a flight
you.
2 days prior to that.
I've been on a flight every week, I think, for like...
Yeah, it's great. To London. To the same place, it seems. For anybody that has been in London, can like, we get, just talk about how hot it is? Because it's a little bit unbearable. I've never felt it like that ever in the UK. Ever.
So let's recap on our week. So we... On Monday, I went to London and I came back on Wednesday. And then David flew out to London the following day to spend time with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So this week we were both there separately,
mm-hmm.
and I agree, it is absolutely unbearable.
It felt like I was in Dubai, like yeah. that real like you know, walk outside and it's like, oh, that like smack in the face.
Yeah,
it was.
Talk us through your lads' break.
Flew over early on Thursday morning and went for lunch, and then, of course, I drank. I had every drink on the menu.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
No, I didn't. But
it sounds like when David rang me the next day, or I rang him, and he was like, trying not to be hungover.
I'm dying. No, it was good. Good vibe. But there was a bit of an atmosphere where you could tell the people were getting a little bit, they're over the heat. So we got the tube, which, by the way, you didn't tell me to get the tube.
I meant
the
to. It was on
was
my mind.
Vile.
It was on my mind. I was like, I need to tell them not to get the tube while they're here, like
yeah,
just to jump like in a taxi
yeah,
or an
Uber. Yeah, because you know we've ever been in New York or London, even in the winter time when you go down into the tube, you're like, oh, it's really stuffy because it's just like a dead air. So imagine what it was like during a heat wave.
Like I did it years ago. I got on the tube during, like it was hot.
Yeah.
Not during a heat wave, but just hot. And it was
yeah.
Like a greenhouse effect. Yeah.
Everyone on the tube they all had those electric fans, and everyone's going around with they look like headphones, but they're not headphones, and they're blown
air.
But it was really, really tough.
Yeah, I got there on Monday, arrived in, and I knew that we were going on this cruise Sunday. So today. No, sorry, we're going on Monday again. Anyway, long story short, when I arrived in London, I had a meeting and I knew that I wasn't going to get any time to go to the shops for a last minute dash before the cruise. So I ran around London on Monday trying to like find a few bits because we're going on the cruise, and when you're out at sea, like the UV level is next level. So I wanted to make sure I had like UV resistant swim gear for the kids.
Mm.
Like, although I'll be putting sun cream on them, but I just feel like they're really exposed in the ocean. So I was running everywhere trying to find those, and then I wanted to get Sydney a few new bits, and then there's like themes on the cruise as well. Like, so there's like a jungle one night, couldn't find anything for Sydney. So I just got her she's just going to wear that leopard print play suit and stuff. Anyway, I was running around trying to get them sorted, and I had bags and bags and bags. But when I say the sweat was dripping off me, like absolutely dripping off me, and grabbed something to eat and went back to the hotel room. But the hotel that I was staying at on the first night wasn't great, but it was like €350, but it wasn't great. And the room was like a sauna.
Mm.
And that night I didn't realize, right? Like at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was like, I wish they'd stop moving those bins out the back. Like that's like, as I woke up suddenly to like all this noise, and I was like, who is moving the skips? Like the skips, like in my head, I was like, who, like what kind of time is this to be moving skips and emptying bins? And then when I was at an event the next morning at 9 o'clock, everyone was like, oh my God, did you hear the thunder? Did you hear the lightning? It was terrible last night.
So that's what it was.
I felt like I was hallucinating.
Yeah.
I thought it was skips. So anyway, I went to a couple of meetings and then I went to an event at NARS, absolutely sweating. And then I met up with the girls for the Sol de Janeiro thing. And we checked into Soho House. It's called the White City Hotel.
Mm.
And oh my God, it was absolutely insane. Like insane. And then we went to see Harry Styles. But when we were in the Sprinter on the way to Harry Styles. So there was about, I'd say, 15 to 20 influencers put on this bus.
Mm.
And when the bus moved, it had aircon, but when it didn't, it didn't. So
whenever you were stopped in traffic, you had no aircon.
But we were on the way to Wembley, so it was back to back. And then there was, the World Cup was on as well.
Oh, so it was chaos.
So the bus didn't move. And we were all sitting there and everyone was like, dying. But loads of people had those fans as well. But it was absolutely insane. Yeah. The heat.
So you know me, right? If we were out on going out for drinks and there was a bar or a rooftop bar that had a space in the sun, I would be the first person to go, sit in the sun. We were trying to find places that was not in the sun.
Yeah.
Like, We had a place booked for drinks, which was a rooftop spot, and we got in the lift and went up, and the whole thing was obviously fully exposed, but there was nobody there.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Because it was so uncomfortable, there was nobody
there. And the thing is that, like, you think we're exaggerating. Like, me and Dave lived in Australia, we've done Dubai, like, we like heat. Like, I really thrive in heat. I actually do worse in cold, like, and that'll tell you. And I think it's because the buildings are, like, radiating heat, like, the concrete.
So my mate Sam, we were like, we need to have a cold shower before we go out.
Oh, to Coogee Days.
Yeah, but the water was not cold. It was like lukewarm because the pipes of the apartment block are on the roof and obviously the tanks are warm from the sun baiting on it all day. So when you put it to the coldest option on the shower, it still wasn't cold. He was contemplating on filling the bath up and put loads of ice in it. he had all his windows, all the shutters or the blinds pulled for the whole time we were there. Felt like we were in a crack den. Like, it was crazy. And then we sat in the car for 20 minutes in the aircon.
To do what?
Just to get some aircon. Get cool air.
What car does he have?
He has a lovely car. He has it's a 2023. The new model of the 1 Series BMW is gorgeous.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Sam is a Beamer. Sam.
But I was telling Terry that yesterday we were sitting around the apartment and we were like, we can't sit here. Like, we are sweating our balls off. I was like, and there's nothing else to do. So we're like, Sam, how close are you to a beach or a river?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'll check on the maps now. And Sam being Sam, he wouldn't even know his whereabouts. I was like, surely you know how far you are from a beach. So it was 40 minutes to it was almost like a harbour. And he ChatGPT'd it and he said, if it's high tide, the water will come in and it creates this like...
nice little pool.
Like area. A pool. And, you know, it's a popular spot where people go on hot days. So you're like, we might as well just go there. So 40 minutes in the car and you're like, you know what? The good thing is we get to be sitting in AC. That's what we were saying. We get to have aircon in the car.
These are mad. The whole way. Just went to
so we drove 40 minutes to this place and the whole harbour was empty with water. Like, the boats are all just sitting there. The tide had gone right out. The water or whatever was left was just slush. And all the kids, obviously I couldn't take pictures, but all the kids were rolling around in the muck, covering themselves from head to toe, do you get me? And then jumping into the water to wash it off. And it was just pure sludge. It was, and we had to shower twice to get the smell off.
Rotten.
It was vile. It was vile.
You were absolutely hanging.
And I was on top of that, I was hanging.
So you had a great trip?
I had a great trip.
Vile. You should have just went to a rooftop pool. Like, there's one in that White City hotel.
Yeah, I never even thought of it.
If you had
where you had to stay. Yeah,
there was a rooftop pool and it was like unreal. But I went to see Harry Styles with Sol de Janeiro.
Did he run 10K?
David, he runs to Wembley every day. Well, I don't know if it's every day, but he runs to Wembley when he's playing. But basically, I watched this really funny TikTok, right? And it was this girl and she was hoping to bump into Harry Styles, but she did this TikTok where she's like, has her hand over her eyebrows and she's like, when you're looking for Harry Styles. And then he runs by her.
Oh, like, she didn't realize it was going to happen.
No, she didn't think it was going to happen. But he was absolutely amazing. He was brilliant. I sobbed.
Why?
There's a couple of his songs that are really good. I'd love to know who they're written about. But yeah, he was so good. And like, he's so nice. Like, when he came on, he basically said, if anybody needs any help or if we need to stop, just let me know. And everybody was like, Harry. He's so nice. But he's so nice. How many artists would say, like, if you need help, just like, and there's loads of TikToks going around of him, like, stopping shows, being like, are you okay?
Yeah, I seen him stopping a show because some girl looked like she was distressed. She had separated from her friend.
Yeah.
And I seen that he stopped the show or yeah, something like that. And he, till they found who this girl was. No, but come here. I knew he was big. I didn't realize he was that big.
David, he's,
that he could sell out Wembley like for
what? He has the presidency.
I didn't realize he was that big.
Oh, he is. Like he's huge. But like when I was there, because I was like, I know a few Harry Styles songs. I knew every single song, song, not by choice. Do you know what I mean? Like just one of those artists that you just sing along.
Mm. That's how I felt about Coldplay. I didn't realize that David, I knew was all like, their songs.
I won't know any of the songs, but it was amazing. And then landed in, but yeah, it was amazing. And Sol de Janeiro, like they're just absolutely an incredible brand to be working for. Like I'm so, so, so grateful like for everything.
Mm.
And landed back in Dublin. And then I had bought David tickets for
Lewis Capaldi.
And when I say, I nearly cancelled. I was so tired waking up that morning. I was like, I'm going to cancel. I'm going to ask him, does he mind if like we don't go?
I would
go?
Have been fuming because it was such a good show.
Well, we met my friend there at the show. She happened to have tickets for her husband. And can I say, David, you're a bit of a weird one to go to a concert with.
I know what you're going to say because I stood there and
he listens,
watched the whole show. Yeah,
and he watches. He doesn't dance.
You don't dance to Lewis Capaldi, Terry.
No, but like even when he was saying, like when his songs are a bit more upbeat, like you didn't sing along. You were
neither
just
did
staring.
You. You
yeah,
just,
I did.
You just
are you joking?
You just chatted.
David.
You're one of those people that go to a cinema and talk.
No.
Yes, you were.
No.
And you're one of those people that go to a show and talk. It's infuriating. It's like, just go leave the venue if you're going to talk. I mean, come in here to watch somebody perform.
David, are you joking? Marley Park, you want people to just stand there like minions.
And enjoy the show.
Like you better dance and like get like
see the weekend
about the weekend.
I will be bounced because it's a different artist.
But we're going to see Dermot Kennedy as well.
Then I'll stand there.
I don't want to go with you. I'm going
to
go with someone
else.
It's
all down to the artist. The weekend, you have no option but to bounce off the walls. That's exactly what's going to happen when I see him. I'm going to go like that.
Oh my God, please. How do I get a divorce?
Harsh, Terry.
David.
I'm sorry.
You look like a hamster.
I never done that before.
Your lips disappeared and your teeth looked massive.
All right, Terry. Well, come here.
So you had a really good time in London. I had a ball in London as well. We had a great time at Lewis Capaldi. And that's just a little recap of our week. I had an event that I was supposed to go to on Thursday and I just couldn't get to it because absolutely shattered. And then when David was in London, our kids, by the way, sleep through the night, both of them, and they have done for quite a while now, and we're very, 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 very blessed. And David went to London and it was like a circus. I don't know what happened.
They were all out of sync.
No, it wasn't. I think it was, I told Sydney that her friends were coming over on the Friday. My friend, one of my best friends, has two boys, Reese and Shay. And I was like, Reese and Shay are coming over just to get her like a little bit excited. It was the worst thing I could have done.
Because she was wound up.
She literally was
about
like,
it.
Tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, but Kaka, like my sister Karen was coming to take her out for the day. I was like, she's coming in the morning and then you're coming back here at 1 o'clock and then Reese and Shay will be here.
Chaos.
She woke up at 12, 2, 4, and then Miles woke up at 5:30.
Well,
and she was in my bed and I'd bring her down to her bed and I was like, right, maybe you have to sleep in your bed because Sydney snores.
Mm.
I was like, you have to sleep in your bed. And she'd be like, okay, mom. And then 2 hours later, she'd be back in the bed beside me. And then I just gave up and let her sleep beside me. And then Miles woke up.
Michael Jackson is taking over everybody's house right now.
Yeah.
And it's funny, but Sydney now has figured out how to use the Hey Google in the house. So she's like, Alexa. She's like, Alexa, play Michael Jackson.
Volume 6.
No, it'll play the first song from the playlist each time, the Billie Jean song.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, Alexa, volume 7. And Miles bounces around the house. But as soon as it goes on to the next song, she does the same thing and it goes back to the start again.
Yeah.
So we're hearing the same two songs.
Or she loves to hear Crispy Farts. Alexa, play Crispy Farts and it'll play a crispy fart, which is like it's a
These
real
are two toy.
Crispy fart. So we love Michael Jackson and we love crispy farts in this house, don't we? Sydney has just entered the room, so we don't know how much longer we'll be able to record the podcast for. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, my name is Sydney.
Well, hold on.
Where are you going on Monday?
In the screws.
She's going on a screws, everybody. And we can't wait, can't we not? And what are Miles and Sydney going to sleep in?
Bump beds.
It's going to be so cool, isn't it? I'm very excited, are you?
Very beautiful, Sydney.
You're so beautiful. Are you going back in? Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye. Thank you for listening, Darren David.
Good job.
So we'll just quickly wrap it up with when we do have a bit of free time. We've been managing to catch a new TV series. So yeah. First of all, we finished Euphoria season 3, and it wasn't what we expected.
Grace said it was amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't shocking. There was a couple of really good scenes. It was obviously very gruesome at some points, but like, it wasn't what we expected, because the first two seasons were amazing. We were expecting it to be a huge hit for us, but some people loved it. We didn't. A new thing that Terry got us into called Big Little Lies with Reese
so Witherspoon.
Seems to be very good. We're, 4 episodes in? So maybe you should go and give that a go.
Yeah, 100%. Highly recommend.
There's another one, Terry.
I think we're very delayed, though, like, to that one.
Yeah, there's another one, Terry, called Clarkson's Farm.
Right.
Have you heard about this one?
People recommending it.
So you know who Jeremy Clarkson is, the man that presented Top Gear?
Yeah.
Apparently he owns a big farm, and he documents the whole thing of him living off the land.
Stop.
Like, he has livestock. He grows his own crops.
Really?
Like, I think it's in Cotswold. Yeah, is that where we went? But everybody's raving about it, saying really? Like how good it is. And he's trying to
basically... We haven't been there. We went to Fleer Farm.
I know that. But this is what I'm telling you, where his farm is. But everybody's raving about it.
Oh, Dava has a really stressful story. Go.
Because I was telling you, and you were getting stressed as I was telling you.
I was eating an ice pop and I couldn't stop chomping into it.
Right. So I was waiting on my flight to board yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there was no free seats at my gate. So I went to the gate directly across from me and sat at that. And this flight was flying from Stansted to Nice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the flight was boarding, and the queue was gone. It was gone, and there was a girl standing to the side of the desk. And the guy, Ryanair ground staff, says to your woman, "Excuse me, are you boarding this flight?" And she says, "Yeah, I'm just waiting on my husband. He's gone to the toilet." And he's like, "Great, okay, the gate's about to close."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Yeah, I'm ringing him," and she was ringing him and ringing him. And I was sitting there. Like, I wasn't even earwigging. They were talking quite loud. But anyway, he came back over and goes, "Excuse me," he goes, "I'm going to have to close the gate now. You're going to have to board." She goes, "I can't board without my husband." And she was like, "You're going to have to wait." She's like, "Well, go and look for him or bring him again." And she was like, I am. Next of all, the guy turns up in a sweat. And he's like, sorry. Your man's like, "The gate's closed." Now, there was people still on the ground.
People are still on the
tarmac waiting to get onto the plane. He was like, "But the people haven't even got on the plane." He was like, "But the gate is closed."
Oh.
They were going to a wedding.
No.
The two of them were like a ghost. Yeah. They realized that they couldn't.
Like, I only said recently, I don't mind flying with, was it Ryanair? Mm. I don't mind flying with them, but like, they're not very accommodating, are they?
Well, no, considering the issues that we've had now for 2 flights where we can't sit together.
So me and David, we just went to check into our flight to Malaga for Monday. It's just opened up for check-in, so it's not like we're late to check-in. Mm. And basically we can't sit. Oh, do you know what it is? It's people pick their seats and they book. That's why. But there's literally nowhere to sit.
No, we're saying. There's no way.
The seat's available, but it won't allow us to sit together because Miles has to sit. Because he's an infant, they've allocated infant seats and there's no seats for me and Sydney to sit together, and Sydney can't sit on her own. Mm. So the only option is to put us right up the front and pay €80 mm-hmm. for all of us to sit together.
But that contradicts itself because when we flew from to Mallorca 2 weeks ago, Sydney sat away from us. It allowed us to book it where Sydney wasn't even sitting next to us.
No. So, it was me and her.
No, but yous were separated.
No, just by one seat.
But you were still separated.
Yeah, but not by a whole like row. But it is a bit of a scam. Like, it shouldn't have to charge people €80. Like, I mean, we ended up having to pay for it because, like, what are you going to do? Just not, like, sit beside each other?
It's
like,
either that or you don't check in and then you go up to the desk.
And then you go up to the desk and then
they tell you that the flight is full.
Overbooked, yeah, because that can happen. Mm. But, yeah, they're very efficient, though.
On time.
They are very efficient. I lost my wallet last week in Heathrow and I still haven't gotten it back. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Tell me a secret.
You're my best friend.
Well, that's not really a secret, is it? Because everybody knows you're my best friend.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite person in the whole entire world?
Mom.
And who's your best little brother?
Miles.
And who's your best dad?
Dad.
And who else do you love?
Jake.
Ah, and who else?
You, Miles, and Dad.
And
Kaka.
And who's the fastest runner?
Me.
Oh, and tell everybody, are you finished? What did you finish this week?
My baby school.
She's finished her baby school. And what do you start in September?
Big school.
And you got your uniform?
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Put it there.
And I can even see John.
John? Who's John?
The horse.
What happened to John? What happened when we seen John the last time?
I don't know.
He went to nibble the blanket, didn't he? And what happened?
Miles was crying.
The horse tried to nibble Miley Moo's blanket. Yeah. And Miley Moo went, ah! Tell everybody we went to see what? What did Mummy and Sydney do last week?
They did new Toy Story.
And what was the funniest part of that movie?
The lizard.
The lizard, what happened?
The other toys, Woody and Buzz, the hand didn't work. So,
on the iPad?
So there's the lizard and they take it out of the thing and then they did this.
So Woody and Buzz's hands wouldn't work on the iPad, so they grabbed the lizard and they got his hand and the hand worked and she thought it was so funny. Okay, thanks so much, Sydney, for that input. That was amazing. I can't remember what we were talking about, David.
Our TV series that we were watching.
No, we weren't. That was ages ago. We were talking about, I was talking about losing my wallet.
Oh, you left your purse on the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, can we quickly
get it back?
Can we quickly wrap up on a story that happened?
Yeah, go quick.
Outside the house with the birds.
Yeah, go.
So
on the way home from school.
Sydney was saying to Terry that she'd love to get a bunny rabbit. And Terry was like, no, you can't get a bunny rabbit. And she's like, why? Why? Because who's gonna clean it and clean up his poo and it's da,
not,
da, da.
It's not very fair.
And it's not very fair to keep a bunny rabbit in your garden.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay. And then we were saying, well, Jake might bite it. And she's like, nah, Jake won't bite it. That evening, me and Terry were heading out to, what were we going out to? Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
And as we opened up the front door, you could hear the two hawks like screeching in the sky as they normally do. And Terry was like, there's your mates. And I looked up and they were like extremely close to the house again. I was like, my camera's just inside the door. I'm going to grab it. Terry's like, come on, get into the car. So I grabbed my camera and started taking pictures. And I was like, oh, there's three of them. Mm-hmm. Wasn't three of them. It was two of them that had just caught a rabbit out of the field next to us.
And it was
in front.
And what happened?
The
bird caught the rabbit.
The bird caught the rabbit.
It was very traumatizing.
Yeah, it was very traumatizing.
Well, he let him go, didn't he, Sydney? He brought him down and he let him go and he said, okay, bunny rabbit, you can go, but no more running and eating the carrots out of the field. Isn't that right? Anyway, guys, we will be back next Monday. Not Sunday, because we only get back from the cruise and we'll need time to record an episode and get it up. So we'll be back
with all the cruise stories.
I'm sure they're going to be absolutely chaotic. Please pray for us that we don't catch some sort of gastro vomit bug, because I am so afraid of cruises for that. So
if anybody, pray for us. Yeah, so this is going to go live.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Just if anybody has any tips.
Yeah, so just 1 second. So this episode will go live on Sunday ahead of our trip on Monday. So if anybody has been on a cruise and has some hints or tips,
just message us and let us know, because this is our first time doing a cruise and any help at all would be great.
Especially for aliens. They don't normally let aliens onto the cruise. Anyway. Yeah, David has a picture of it up in the spot, but they let him know. They let him go.
They were moving him from one room to another. Goodbye, everybody. Have a lovely, have a week. Terry, say goodbye.
Is that a duck, not a rabbit? Oh, it wasn't a rabbit. Teddy, that's a duck.
That's a duck with four legs.
Oh my God, that poor thing. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of 10 Down with Terry and David. Say goodbye, Sydney.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you.